And then there's the distinction between a single bond, a double bond, and a triple bond. In a single bond, two electrons are shared, and it's a sigma bond. In a double bond, there are four shared electrons, and there's a sigma and a pi bond. So there's the double bonds, they have different characters, a sigma bond and a pi bond. And for a triple bond, there are six shared electrons, there's a sigma bond and two pi bonds. And you could do that with, for instance, taking the p orbitals. So if I have two atoms and I take the two p orbitals like this, these two could form a sigma bond. And this is these are the px orbitals. Then there are the py orbitals, and the two py orbitals would form the first pi bond. And then the pz orbitals that are sticking out like this would form the second pi bond. Mm-hmm. And then you would have a triple bond between the two atoms.